We've been trying in the past two sessions, and it's Shembli Neder, and our final session today, trying to highlight certain fundamental aspects of Emunah. Obviously, to study Emunah comprehensively is not something that can be done in three. Three sessions. You know, at the very least, it begins with an extensive and careful study of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim, all of which the current forum and format doesn't allow for. So we should realize that what there's very much idach. Zeil Gemor is, and there's no presumption or even goal of comprehensiveness within this forum. That having been said, I wanted to talk just for a few minutes now about one dimension of Emunah. The Gemara in Makkos, famously at the end of Makkos, tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs, and then subsequently, various Nevi'im identified klolim, overarching principles, within those Targ mitzvahs. And it gives insight and helps get a handle when one sees what the overarching klolim of the mitzvahs are. And the Gemara describes how the Nevi'im, in terms of numerically, in descending order, kept reducing the Tariq mitzvahs to fewer and fewer klolim, until ultimately, Havakuk v'ha'amidan alachas, Havakuk said there's one overarching klal, which encompasses all mitzvahs, and that's the pasuk in Chavakuk of Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. Chavakuk describes, and we the verb that we associate with emunah is a person has emunah, a rather static verb, right? It's not even just yeshli, right? A person has emunah. A person is a ma'amin. And Chavakuk talks about tzadik be'emunaso yichya. What does it mean? What's the distinction between living emunah and having emunah? What's the difference between believing and living belief? Because the challenge really is that emunah in its fullest sense is an emunah which a person not only has, not only believes, but an emunah which a person lives. So, not necessarily in the best logical order, but as follows. Let's talk about mitzvahs, kiyama mitzvahs. The connection between our emunah and mitzvahs can be a logical connection, or it can be an organic connection. But what does it mean if it's a logical connection? So a logical connection means that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we believe He gave us the Torah, and that the Torah is binding on us. And it says in the Torah that Kshatam Asal Yadacha. So it's a logical connection. When something is a logical connection, so Marshall and Adama, let's say in geometry, right? So there's what's the word, a theorem or something? Let's say you have two sets of parallel lines. You have one set of parallel lines, let's say, running on a horizontal plane, and then sort of slashing through them, you have two other parallel lines. So you can construct a proof as to which of those angles are going to be equal, and which of those angles are going to be supplementary, they're going to add up to 180, etc. Once you have constructed that logical proof, so when you look at the picture, so you'll just sort of think about the conclusion, not necessarily relating it back to the original postulates, but you'll sort of take the conclusion and apply it and run with it, whatever the problem is that you need this yidiya to know that these two angles add up to 180, whatever you want to build on that yidiya for. So you're not necessarily associating that yidiya with where it came from. Because when something is a logical derivative, that's often how we function with a logical derivative, right? And it's sort of, once it's been established, so then we just relate to it in its own right, without necessarily always associating it with its original postulates. When we fulfill mitzvahs, that's a logical connection. What's an organic connection? So literally an example of an organic connection is, let's say you have a fruit on a tree. Well, the fruit is still on the tree, it's still on the branch. There's no such thing, either visually or even conceptually or experientially, of not associating the fruit with the tree, not associating the fruit with its source. It's not like what we proved in the logical theorem that, yeah, we sort of hone in on that as its own. It gets spun off, and you just hone in on that. When you have something which has an organic connection, so then again, neither in one's field of vision nor in one's field of thought do you ever introduce any separation or distance between the apple, which is hanging from the tree branch, and the tree. A person can fulfill mitzvahs because our connection to mitzvahs is logical, or a person can fulfill mitzvahs organically. Logically, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in His Torah. It says in the Torah to put on tefillin. So this morning, I got up and I put on tefillin, because I know that's something I have to do. Was I thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I was putting on the tefillin? Did I have a sense of being Oved Hashem? What was it, experientially a mitzvah? Well, no, logically, I knew it was something I had to do. A person can bench, even benching. That a person can do this with tefillin is less of a chiddush. But the mice, even with benching, a person can do it, and I think we all know that a person can do it. A person can bench. After I eat, I know I have to bench. Again, the same way I know that these angles are equal. I know that. It's been proven that those two angles, when you have those two sets of parallel lines, those two angles are equal. So I know that when you finish eating, you bench. Or a person can be engaging HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expressing his gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the blessing that he just enjoyed, the blessing just partook of. The first one is a logical connection to mitzvahs. Second one is an organic connection to mitzvahs.
those two have to be mutually exclusive?
Not at all. The tzaddik b'emunasa yechya means that the person fulfills mitzvahs, there's an organic connection. It's not sort of just, it's become a logical derivative. This has something I have to do, so I'm doing it. He's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consciously serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an organic connection. It's the same way you can't have the apple without when it's called man and it's attached to the branch. You can't in your mind, in your vision, you can't and don't separate the apple. If one thinks about it some more, one can tell it's not just a question of attitude and experience, but one can even see externally whether one can see externally the lack of organic connection. I'm not sure if one can see externally the presence of an organic connection, but one can see it externally. But what does it mean? I don't know if I can come to shul in the morning, routinely come late, for no good reason other than the fact that I just don't get myself out of bed on time. I'm not talking about extenuating extraordinary circumstances. If I can talk sicha b'teila during davening. So it means that there's a logical connection to mitzvahs. There's a logical connection to mitzvah. There's nothing organic about it. A person is b'moshav ha-melech. He doesn't stop to schmooze with the guy next to him about whatever narishkeit he is schmoozing about. When a person does a mitzvah and you ever hear that there's a phrase, it's a phrase in Yiddish, opgedament? Ever hear that? You know what that means? It means like I finished davening. I finished davening. A person can want to get the mitzvah over with. A person can relish the involvement with the mitzvah. If there's a logical connection, yitachein, that the person is just, I need to, you go shopping, there's a shopping list, you need to check things off the list, you need to get things done. It reflects a logical, there's only that logical connection to the mitzvahs. The person doesn't want to have finished davening, but he wants to daven. So that reflects an organic connection. If a person wants to know only what the standard is, that what he has to do, always, not because there's some kind of shasat chako or whatever. A person, he just wants to know what do I have to do? As opposed to what's the way to maximize the mitzvah? What's the way to do the mitzvah ba'ofen hachi mehudo, in the most beautiful way? The first is consistent with a logical connection to mitzvahs. Okay, I recognize this is an obligation and I have to patter up. But when there's an organic connection to mitzvahs, there's this added dimension. Tzadik b'emunasa yichya means that what emunah is supposed to be, emunah is supposed to be, again, something not only that a person has, it's supposed to be something that a person lives. It's supposed to be something experiential. And it very much corresponds to what we mentioned briefly 2 weeks ago, how in terms of what our emunah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu is, never to lose sight of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immediate. He is a presence, the presence, everywhere, and therefore in our lives as well. The Tzadik B'Menasa Yechia corresponds to that reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sort of just having emunah and having a logical connection to what's derivative from emunah, well, that's more consistent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being, you know, some kind of cause and source, and not also the reality and the all-encompassing presence which he is. Maybe to mention a couple of other manifestations, expressions of this idea. The very beginning of Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Yizkabe Kari La'avodas Boro. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yachshav v'nafsha Ilo ya nitzvach la'amod L'shareis Lefnei melech bosa v'adam Kamo ha'ya zohir v'zoriz La'amod b'hashkoma L'hochen atzmo la'avodasa Kol shekein v'kal v'chomer bin b'nosh l'kal v'chomer lifnei malach malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also that's what the Mishnah Berurah there is giving us a taste of is tzadik b'emunasa yichya, that the person doesn't just have emunah, but he's living emunah. So when he wakes up, he's waking up to a call to avodas Hashem. Perhaps the most basic and encompassing well, but before we come to that, when we're talking about Tzadik B'Menasa Yechia in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the Sfasamas quotes from his grandfather, Chidush HaRim, that the Lashon Mitzvah should be teached not only as commandment, but also from related to the Aramaic of tzavta. Tzavta means togetherness. Right? To be together with is to be b'tzavta. And that a mitzvah is a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emes says that the kernel for this is the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, quote from Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what the Lashon Mitzvah is. The most fundamental mitzvah in this context of not only having emunah, but living emunah, experiencing emunah, is the mitzvah of Yerushalayim. When a person is zocha to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, again, let's talk now even on the most basic level of Yerusha Onesh, the way the Rambam describes in Sefer Mitzvahs. His emunah is just so immediate and something which shapes his very consciousness, that a person has an awareness that whatever I do, whatever I say, however I conduct myself, all of that is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of that a person is accountable for. The Rav Zichron Baruch used to say, it's also printed in one place in the collection, there's a collection called Besod HaYachid. I think that the piece is called Al Aves Torah Gulas Hador. I forget what the piece is called. And he says that he thinks he's been successful in teaching Talmidim, let's say, when it comes to Yom Kippur, about Avodas Yom HaKippurim, saying Shi'urim on Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah, about Mitzvah Shofar, about the Kolos, Meisen Magensa, what's a Hefsek, what isn't a Hefsek. He thinks he's had a certain measure of success. But what he doesn't think he's been able to impart is the experience of Yom Kippur, the experience of Rosh Hashanah. In other contexts, he used to sometimes, he would associate these two dimensions. Again, it's very much, I think, exactly what we're talking about in terms of the tzaddik v'emunasa yichya, that one's whole life is lived reflecting emuna, that it's something, again, not something a person has, but something a person lives. So at other times he expressed this idea by saying Shema b'ni Musa avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha, that the Musa avicha is your father teaches you Hilchos Shabbos, and the Torah simecha is the experience of Kiddush Shabbos. And ultimately, that's the level of emuna that we're supposed to strive to. Of course, it has to begin with the understanding. It has to be correct understanding of emuna. Some of the things that we spoke about the last two times, and again, obviously, it wasn't comprehensive. But ultimately, what we strive for is not just that we should have proper emunah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and B, that we should be mekayim mitzvahs, but that there's a seamless, organic connection between those two, and that it's tzaddik b'emunah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.